Lenten Journey, Day 24. Rocks, paper, scissors. One of the early games we learn as children is rocks, paper, scissors. Standing across from our opponent, we produce one of these by a hand gesture. A flattened hand is the symbol of paper. A clenched fist is a rock. And two fingers extended forward are scissors. Each one of these has power over one of the others, and therefore each one of these can be overcome by one of the others. Each of them have their strengths, each of them have their weaknesses. At first glance, we might say that the paper is the weakest. In fact, the scissor can cut the paper, and the rock can destroy the scissor. But we find that the paper, as weak as it may be, can cover the rock. Each item in this trinity has its strength as well as weakness. Each item can overcome one of the other items, and at the same time, each item can be destroyed, cut, covered by one of the other items. This week we've been looking at our lives as stewards, being entrusted with the greatest gift that God has given us, life. Being managers of this incredible asset of a breath, of a smile, of a heart, of a feeling of love. Each of us, like the rock, paper, and scissor, have our weaknesses. Each of us have our strengths. In life, it is very easy to compare ourselves with others, especially in a life in a society where so much is placed on outward beauty and never enough on inward strength. View ourselves as stewards of the goodness that God has given us, and quickly we realize that we are all equal in the sight of God. For our strengths and weaknesses can be equalized when placed on the great playing field of life. The Lenten journey has given us opportunities for introspection. Today we look at the talents that God bestows upon us. And how do we use those talents to overcome the difficulties in life? Are we a piece of paper? Can we cover the rocks in our lives? Perhaps we're scissors. Certainly we can cut the papers in our lives. And if we are rocks, we need to crush the scissors that tend to overcome our lives. You see, we do have that within us. It's just a question of placing them out on the even playing field and seeing that God does not leave us alone. He gives us the power. He gives us the energy, the strength, the wisdom, the love, the compassion to really explore all the dimensions of life so that we can maximize our potential. Because as we live life, we understand that we have fears, and it is the strong person that can overcome his or her fears. And the only way is not to look without, but to look within and find that strength within. Sure, we may be scared of simple things like paper that may be covering, shadowing us, preventing us from seeing all of the beauty around us. Quickly, let us realize that we have the scissor within us to cut apart that paper. We may be scared of those scissors that are tearing us apart, that are leaving us in bits and pieces between family relationships, our work, and our love. But quickly, let us realize that we have the rock within us to crush apart that hatred that divides us from things that we love. And of course, we may be fearful of the rocks that can crush some of the goodness within us. But right away, let's remember that much like the paper, there are parts of us that can become the shadow, the umbrella over those rocks, over those difficulties, and can prevent those rocks from ever surfacing, from ever even getting close to us. You see, we do have that strength within us. You see, God gives us that strength, and Lent gives us this opportunity to inventory, to look at where those strengths lie within us, to look at our fears and how we can overcome them. A simple childhood game, rock, paper, scissors. The great equalizer coming at Lent reminds us that we are all rocks, papers, and scissors, that we all have the strengths and weaknesses that make this life, well, the life that it is, a beautiful one, with ups and downs, with difficulties, and with moments of happiness and glory. But in all things, we are one with God when we take advantage of the gifts that He's given us and really celebrate the talents that make us who we are. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali from the 10th hour of Havadov Chostavanim. O Christ, who are the living fire, inflame my soul with the fire of your love, which you did send forth upon the earth, that it may burn the stains of my soul, sanctify my conscience, purge the sins of my body, and kindle in my heart the light of your knowledge. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find broadcasts, podcasts, and all kinds of resources to help you through your Lenten journey, as well as the spiritual journey you take throughout life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.